Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Mike Simpson, and in this show, we're going to discuss how JBoss stacks up against other application servers. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. All right, let's get started. Java Enterprise Edition, or Java EE, application servers are the web-enabled standard when it comes to application development for the enterprise. While there are commercial options, many studies have shown that open source technology has become a familiar and, if not essential, part of the corporate information technology infrastructure. JBoss 4, Geronimo 2, and Tomcat 6 are three widely used open source Java EE servers. Now, of the three, JBoss and Tomcat hold the majority share of the market, although neither one is fully Java EE compliant. JBoss is certainly getting there. Geronimo is fully Java EE compliant, and that's quickly gaining momentum. And so if you want to compete in the Java EE job market, you should really be familiar with all three of these open source servers and understand how they differ. So in today's show, I'm going to compare the three leading open source Java application servers, JBoss, Geronimo, and Tomcat, and I'm going to compare their features, I'm going to compare their deployment, and I'm going to compare their performance. I'm going to explain why these different features found in each application server matter, and I'm going to also offer a little bit of insight into where each of these servers might fit into your enterprise development architecture. First, I'm going to give you a brief snapshot view of how JBoss, Tomcat, and Geronimo compare in their delivery of these different Java EE features. Now, JBoss, we'll start with that one first. It's got partial but near total Java EE 5 compliance. It's certainly EJB 3.0 capable. It supports Java Server Pages, JSP 2.1, and Servlet 2.5. It offers support for Java Server Faces 1.2. It offers custom plugin support. It offers Business Rules Engine support. It certainly supports Hibernate and supports JBoss Seam and clustering. And it has connectors for Eclipse. Now, Geronimo 2 supports all of these different features, Java EE, EJB, Java Server Pages, Servlets, Java Server Faces, custom plugins, Business Rules, Hibernate, JBoss, Clustering, and Eclipse. Now, Tomcat 6 isn't fully Java EE compliant. It's kind of getting there, but it's not quite there yet. And Tomcat 6 doesn't have custom plugin supports. It has partial support for clusters. You can get third-party packages to make Tomcat 6 EJB 3 compliant, or Java Server Faces compliant, or Business Rules support compliant, or Hibernate compliant, or JBoss Seam compliant. So at first glance, Tomcat 6 might appear a little less capable than JBoss 2 or Geronimo, but that means it also doesn't take up as much room, so it's really lightweight. So there are some advantages to that. All three of these servers have been tested on Linux, under Solaris, under Microsoft Windows, and under Macintosh OS X. JBoss also works under Hewlett-Packard's version of Unix, HPUX, and under IBM's version of Unix, which is AIX. Tomcat also works under AIX. Geronimo 2 is a clear choice if your Java application needs are particularly extensive, or if you just want to leverage some total Java EE 5 compliance. The JBoss 4 team is responsible for many of the cutting-edge technologies that's used by all of the servers and are added to the standard Java EE 5 capabilities. And JBoss 4 is getting towards full Sun Java EE 5 standards. Tomcat 6 by itself, as we said before, is kind of a lightweight solution. It doesn't come with all of the JEE 5 features and additional packages that are found in JBoss and Geronimo, but it also doesn't require as much memory, and it runs very fast, even on smaller servers. Now, let's look at why these features matter. Java EE 5 compliance is the first one, and that's an important issue if your enterprise Java applications must be fully compatible with Sun's Java EE 5 server features. And Geronimo 2 is the only one of these three servers that's fully Java EE 5 compliant. JBoss 4 supports most of the Java EE 5 features. If you're upgrading to JBoss 5, that will be fully compliant with Java EE 5. Tomcat is a JSP servlet container that supports only basic Java application server features. Now, Enterprise Java Beans, or EJB, is a Java component architecture, and that supports application development on Java EE servers. Enterprise Java Beans allow you to package your functionality into reusable components. Earlier versions of EJB are considered to be rather difficult for development, even though it was intended to be a development advantage. But EJB 3 solves some of the difficulties associated with the earlier versions, and EJB 3 offers some new functionality. Both JBoss 4 and Geronimo 2 support EJB 3. Now, Tomcat 6 by itself does not offer EJB 3 compatibility. However, Apache offers an open source project called OpenEJB 3, and the OpenEJB project can be embedded in Tomcat to allow for EJB 3 support. Tomcat can also run an embeddable version of the JBoss EJB 3 container. JSP 2.1 and Servlet 2.5 features are the most basic capabilities for any Java server. JSP 2.1 and Servlet 2.5 are the new Java EE 5 versions of the JSP and Servlet capabilities. And these three application servers that we're discussing, JBoss 4.2, Geronimo 2, Tomcat 6, all support these new JSP and Servlet versions. Java Server Faces, or JSF, is a Java EE application development architecture that makes development of web-based user faces a lot easier. Instead of a request-driven model and view controller architecture, also known as an MVC architecture, JSF uses a component-based approach. JSF 1.2, which is the current version, is supported by JBoss 4.2 and Geronimo 2. Now, JSF 1.2 does run on Tomcat 6, but it's not completely smooth. There have been some problems reported with it. Plugin support refers to an architecture for incorporating new functions and new features into the server. JBoss refers to its plugin development support as managed beans, or mbeans. Geronimo has similar functionality. It refers to it as gbeans. These custom beans provide a set of interfaces for developing and managing custom resources, and we can in turn reuse those custom resources as plugin components. As an example, let's say that you wanted to install the LifeRay portal or you wanted to install the Apache directory server. You could add the URL into the management console of a product like Geronimo and then install that plugin over the net. That plugin management system would retrieve all of the dependencies that are needed, and it would then install those as well. In a product like Geronimo, for example, you could use the full Java EE 5 stack. That would include all the components. You could use little g, which is just Geronimo with a rep container. Or you could use micro g, just the Geronimo kernel. That's a perfect base, say, for a service-oriented architecture or an enterprise service bus solutions. Geronimo allows you to add and remove components, providing only the ones that you don't want to make use of. And so if you don't need EJB, you could just remove that component from the console. JBoss 4 offers an advantage of having an application server built from the ground up using a microkernel architecture, and that allows you to take JBoss, plug in a variety of components, and create a custom application server footprint. JBoss 5 and its microcontainer will greatly improve upon the plug-in support of managed beans, or mbeans. Nearly every application is built around some set of business rules or business logic. A business engine rules component makes business logic programming much easier to manage. In most programming, conditional logic, or if-then logic, is all you have to work with. Business rules engines let you implement much more intelligent logic very easily. JBoss 4.2, Geronimo 2, and Tomcat 6 support what was originally called D-Rules, which was a popular and standards-compliant and powerful business rules engine, but it's now known as JBoss Rules. Geronimo is a fully Java EE certified server that can run D-Rules, And now that's been integrated. Now it's now called JBoss rules. So you may see some documentation that refers to D rules and some documentation that refers to JBoss rules. Hibernate provides object-oriented object relational wrapping, or ORM, services for the Java language. Hibernate has an easy-to-use framework which lets you map an object-oriented model into a traditional relational database, and that's a powerful advancement for Java development. To put it simply, Hibernate manages persistence by allowing you to store plain old Java objects, or POJOs, in an SQL database of virtually any type. The SQL data access is then transparent to your application, and that makes application data and object management much easier. Hibernate is an open source package that was originally developed by a team led by Gavin King of JBoss. Hibernate now runs on many Java EE services, and Hibernate works with Java 2 Standard Edition, J2 SE, as well. All three of our servers, JBoss 4.2, Geronimo 2, and Tomcat 6, all support Hibernate version 3. JBoss Seam is a powerful application framework that unifies a number of Java and web technologies, such as AJAX, JSF, EJB3, Java Portlets, and Business Process Management, or BPM. Since Seam is a JBoss project, JBoss 4.2 naturally supports it, as does Geronimo 2. The makers of Seam have ensured that Seam applications can run on Tomcat as long as Tomcat uses the JBoss embeddable EJB3 container. So adding that container allows all three of our servers to be able to support Seam. Now, if we take a look at clustering is a term for running several parallel servers, all of which will provide the same services. Clustering support yields what's often called high availability. Since more clients can be supported by your cluster of servers, if one of the servers in the cluster dies, the other servers will still support the clients. In the case of Java EE servers, your Java applications will still be accessible, even if one of the servers in the cluster dies. Clustering provides scalability for enterprise Java applications, clustering improves performance, and clustering eliminates a single point of failure. JBoss 4.2, Geronimo 2, and Tomcat 6 all support clustering in some fashion. JBoss uses a high-performance, reliable clustering layer through buddy replication and through fine-grain replication. Geronimo 2 has a patch that's been made to correct clustering issues. There may still be a little bit of testing to be done with Geronimo on this point. So if you're interested in using Geronimo with clustering, make sure you've downloaded the latest version. Eclipse is arguably the most popular integrated development environment, or IDE, for Java development, so integrating it with your Java EE server is one way to foster good development and ensure best practices. JBoss, Geronimo, and Tomcat all support Eclipse integration. Installation and deployment are very straightforward. Tomcat 6 and JBoss are packaged up in a tar file, so installing all three of the Java servers is very easy. You need to expand the downloaded zip file or downloaded tar package, and then set your Java underscore home environment variable and have that point to your Java 1.5 or 1.6 installation. Set that environment variable before running the startup or shutdown scripts, and you have to set it before you start and stop these servers. Note that with your Linux or Unix systems, you might have to issue a changemod or chmod command to give execute permissions to the scripts. Now, when we look at deployment of the servers, Geronimo 2 really shines when it comes to general configuration and deployment. It's very easy to configure and deploy a Java application through its web console. The Geronimo console includes a lot of different wizards to help make the configuration of the application server as simple as possible. Geronimo includes wizards that allow you to test the database connection pools, the security realms, etc. Instead of having to edit XML configuration or stopping and restarting a server, simply walk through an easy-to-use wizard. The database connection pool wizard will even download most of the drivers right off the internet for you, so you don't have to find the Tropa driver for your database. The Geronimo console also allows you to configure most of the features of its embedded Tomcat 6 container without ever needing to touch an XML configuration file. JBoss 4 also has a nice looking management console, but it doesn't provide near the feature set of Geronimo. It primarily gives you JBoss status and monitoring information, and it actually lacks deployment features. But deploying an application in JBoss, you simply copy it to the default deploy directory, after which it is automatically and quickly deployed. But optionally, you can set your own custom deployment directory by specifying in the jboss-service.xml configuration file. Tomcat 6 is quick and slim, which is true to form for a lightweight application server. It provides a nice web console with very basic features. You can start and stop and deploy or undeploy Web Application Archive, WAR, applications from the web-based Tomcat Manager. And it also provides most of the status and monitoring information that you would want. It has a good basic authentication system for the web console. You simply specify your usernames and passwords in an XML file within one of the Tomcat server directories. Now let's take a look at performance. Performance, along with reliability, is perhaps the most important feature for an application server. So to benchmark the servers, I did a simple test with a Java server page and a compiled servlet to see how many user application sessions the servers could handle and how fast they would connect the users. Now, real-world Java applications are fairly large. My test JSP and my test servlet were actually rather small. So what they did was they served to test the basic scalability and reliability and speed of these servers. I had a dual-core 64-bit CPU server with 4 gigs of RAM. So I was able to get all three of these servers to run up to 1.2 million concurrent sessions. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean simultaneous connections, but it means maintaining concurrent unique user sessions to which my browser clients connect. Now, I could surely have gotten more than 1.2 million if I'd had more memory. The code that I used to gather these benchmarks was a few hundred lines long, and I used the same configuration for each server test for accuracy. Now, with real-world Java EE applications, each session would maintain much more data than my test did, so you wouldn't get massive numbers like I did unless you ran a mid-range server with 8 processors and lots of RAM. Tomcat 6 does the best of all because it's a lightweight server that's specifically designed for JSP servlet services, which is what I benchmarked. Tomcat takes about 3 seconds to start up, but it takes about 20 seconds for JBoss or Geronimo to start up. JBoss 4.2 didn't do quite as well as Geronimo 2 because Geronimo is a little bit newer and it has a slightly more up-to-date internals. JBoss 5 will actually do as well as Geronimo 2. However, if these servers do run out of memory, they are inclined to crash. I once had a Java null pointer exception with JBoss 4.2 on trying to shut it down even though it hadn't run out of memory. Geronimo and Tomcat will both stall badly when they run out of memory. Now, I've installed and deployed Java applications on both commercial Java application servers, such as Sun's Java application server, which is now known as Glassfish, and BEA's WebLogic, and on open source alternatives, such as the 3 we've just mentioned. Now, in my experience, the commercial application servers have more bugs than the open source servers compared in this article, and they're more difficult to install. Deployment can also be an issue, at least with the recent version of Glassfish. The bottom line is that JBoss, Geronimo, and Tomcat are reliable, they're fast, and they're definitely able to handle the traffic on large-scale enterprise applications. And furthermore, many of the high-demand Java server technologies that have been presented in these features comparisons originate from the open-source world and not from the commercial one. In today's show, I've compared 3 popular open-source JEE application servers based on their features, on their deployment, and on their performance. This features comparison should help you determine which of these open source options best suits the needs of your application environment, and the performance benchmark should help you round out your consideration. I hope that you have enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for my name, Mike Simpson. If there's a show that you would like for me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thank you again for your time today, and remember to tune into GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com.